Welcome to the Launch Plan Podcast, and I'm your host, Karthik. Launching a business or products online is not easy, but that's what we enjoy doing as solopreneurs and small business owners. We may not be successful every time, but success isn't what defines us. We learn, and that's why we keep showing up every single day to do what we love doing, to learn, to make a difference to our clients, and of course, make more money. And on this show, we help you do that. We help you build a rock solid base so you can launch successfully and repeat it every single time. And we do that by helping you master the four areas of your business: your market, your message, your monetization, and your alliances. Market is all about your customers and clients and how well you understand them. The message is how well your market understands what you offer. Monetization is about how well you are able to turn your market awareness and messaging into money. And alliances is your ecosystem and how you build relationships with your clients, partners, and vendors. Grab your launch goodies and a 90-day plan at designyourthinking.com/plan and sit back, because we are just getting started. Let's now get down to business. Today, I'm excited to share a framework that can help you build a marketing engine for your business. But first, I have to talk about something that happened in 1997. Well, it was January 1997. The venue is the Macworld Conference. That was the first big public appearance Steve Jobs made after he returned to Apple.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's chat for a few minutes about what we're trying to do here.
He had inherited a company that he founded, but in a rather bad shape business-wise. Sales had declined 30% the last quarter of the previous year. Microsoft had gained market share. The brand name had taken a beating, and Jobs had some serious work to do. So he got to work. He looked at the company's endless list of products, and he called his top managers. He showed them the product list and asked them one simple question:
which ones do I tell my friends to buy?
And when he got a long and winding answer, Jobs spotted the first problem. He then decided to cut the number of Apple products by 70%. And instead of bragging about the number of products, he decided to shift the focus to something else.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes.
That was a campaign that caught the world's attention. It helped relaunch Apple with an increased focus on Apple's values and purpose.
We see them as the crazy ones. We see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones.
And then, you know what happened? iTunes, iPod, iPad, the iPhone, and the rest is history. Instead of thinking of competition as enemies, Jobs decided to partner with them.
And I'd like to announce one of our first partnerships today, a very, very meaningful one, and that is one with Microsoft.
He made friends in the music industry with iTunes. Well, this is not an episode about Apple or about Steve Jobs, but instead, it's about what and how Steve Jobs transformed a fast-dwindling business. It's what Jobs did at Apple that got companies like Forbes calling him a marketing genius. But what does it mean to be a marketing genius? The answer to this question lies in the plan and strategy that Jobs used to turn around Apple. If you carefully looked at every action he took, you will start to see a framework. I call it the MMMA framework to marketing. Well, MMMA stands for Market, Message, Monetization, and Alliances. And these are the four key levers of any business. If you turn these levers the right way, you make progress. When even one of them is ignored, your business will start to go down. When Steve Jobs returned to Apple, many Apple employees lost their jobs. But that was done for a reason. It was not cost-cutting. The Think Different campaign was the culmination of turning these four levers. Let's look at each one of these levers a little closely. Let's look at the first one. The first lever is market. In simple terms, how well do you understand your market? By asking this one simple question, which ones do I tell my friends to buy? Jobs made a very important point that if you aren't sure who your market is, you don't have a business. Just to give you some context, at that point in time, Apple manufactured products for many markets. For example, they made the Newton, a personal digital assistant. They made computer displays, Macintosh server, printers, speakers, the Apple QuickTake cameras, Apple Power CD player, and the list was just endless. So that's what you do when you decide to focus on understanding your market and decide to serve that market. Instead of serving all kinds of customers, Jobs decided to serve only those who valued design and innovation, the creators. So let's move on and look at the next lever, messaging. In simpler words, once you understand your market, it's the messaging that you use to connect back with them. In order to get someone's attention, you got to know something about them. Their name, for starters, but perhaps where they live or hang out or what they like. Well, it's only then when I get to know them with any of these details, can I send them a message or maybe get their attention. The Think Different ad was one of many ways Apple used to communicate its message to its market. But it didn't end there. That's because the Think Different was not just a slogan, it was a marketing campaign. And it was not complete without the rest of the company aligning to deliver on the promise. And that precisely brings us to the third lever in the MMMA framework. That stands for monetization. Imagine what would have happened had Steve Jobs decided to do the ads but not deliver the products and services. While Apple put out a message that they stood out for design and innovation, it was also important that they deliver the goods, creating products, services, and offers that your market will pay for. And Apple did just that, starting with the MacBook Air, the iPod, iTunes, and everything else that followed. The messaging has ever since been consistent with a focus on design, innovation, and creators. And that brings us to the final element in the MMMA framework, which is alliances and associations. It's the relationships that we form with the people that buy our products and the ones that we make our products with. And Steve Jobs did that really well. Be it partnering with companies like Microsoft or forging alliances with independent music artists or with developers and customers, Jobs knew that the marketing was never complete without forging these alliances and nurturing those relationships. And that's what you need to do with your business too. And that brings us one full circle with the MMMA framework for marketing. So, what did we talk about today? Well, first we started with the example of how Steve Jobs used MMMA framework to turn around Apple. And then I walked you through the key elements of the MMMA framework. The first element is M. It's important that we always stay on top of our market, understand it really well. Because without understanding the market really well, it's impossible for us to create value in the long run. The second M is the message, which is learning to use the right language to communicate with the market, which in many ways is as important or even more as understanding the market. When you have nailed your message, it shows up everywhere on your website, the ads you run, marketing materials, your emails, talks you give at conferences, just everywhere. And the third M is monetization, and that's not just about making money, but what we create to make money. The more specific and intentional we are about our market, we can create products and services or experiences that clearly echo our understanding of the market and the messaging. And that's why when you own an Apple product, you feel different. The final key element in the MMMA framework is alliances. Despite everything that you do, it's the alliances that you form that help you run the home stretch. Jobs couldn't have turned around Apple but for these alliances. Even today, Apple is known for its alliances that it has with its partners. Well, for small businesses, it comes down to relationships that you have with your customers, the emails that you send, the businesses that you partner with. And that brings us to the end of today's episode and brings up this important question about how are you going to implement what you learned today in this episode. Well, for starters, you should check out the 90-day marketing plan. It's something that I put together some time ago, which clearly gives you a 90-day plan to market your business. And it uses the MMMA framework. It's built on that framework. You can access that. You can do that by going to designyourthinking.com/plan. There is a simple quiz that you can take up when you go there. And based on your answers to that quiz, you will receive a plan that's customized for your business. Let me know how that goes. Let's now take a look at what we've been working on inside the labs. First, we are almost about to launch our first course in the series. It's called the Website Messaging Mastery Course. It's a foundation course to help you nail the second element in the MMMA framework for your business. And it focuses on your website. But that said, you will learn how to clarify your message and instantly connect with your audience. It's a hands-on course, meaning you get to roll up your sleeves and do the exercises. And when you're done, you can take all of that outcome that you create and instantly update the messaging on your website, homepage, social media bio, 30-second pitches that you give to people when you meet them, or marketing collaterals, emails, just about everywhere else. The link will be in the show notes. We've also been working on a business fiction book. It's keeping me busy. Lots of black coffee. If you're interested in being a beta reader or help me with the launch, you can sign up at designyourthinking.com/book. And yes, we'll have some goodies for you when you sign up too. That's all I have for today. I really hope this episode was useful. I hope you found value with the MMMA framework. It's something I've been using with my clients, in my work, in my courses, in everything else that I'm doing. And I'm seeing so much of value. I really want you to benefit from it. That's all I have for today. I'll see you next week. Cheers. Be well.